Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Everyone, thanks for tuning into Power Athlete Radio, featuring The Crew, where a former pro football player, a D3 All-Star, and a guy who peaked in high school use strength and conditioning as an excuse to talk about everything but. Now here's John, Luke, and Tex.
Drive on, kick the wheels right before the hammer strikes, make sure the levels far from low. I got them girls shining in, oh so bright.
Good morning, John.
Hey, what's happening?
Hi there, Tex.
Good morning, Luke.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to another Crew episode of Power Athlete Radio, the premier podcast in strength and conditioning.
Ing.
Ing. Thanks, John. Does not sound like you at all. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a question coming in today about one of our training programs. Hot off the hotline.
Hot.
Hot. Power Athlete Radio hotline is open for you guys to call, give us some love, ask us some questions, and we have plenty of time carved out throughout the week to get to these questions and start working through the queue. You guys are calling. We're loving it. That number is 929-464-4640. That's 929-ING-ING-0. No, John, it's not Ingo. That would be ridiculous.
Ing-0.
It's Ing-0. So give us a call, leave us a message, and we will sit down just like this, and we're going to rap a little bit about today using Field Strong and kind of modifying that program to best survive, I guess maybe it's military selection. We have a couple scenarios that we're going
to
talk through, but let's go ahead and listen to Wild Swinger. Wild Swinger. Here we go.
Hello, this is a Wild Swinger calling in, wanting to know what would be the best way to integrate running / conditioning training into the Field Strong program with the end goal of joining the military, and the best way to do so while continuing to make strength-related goals.
Well, first off, what a deep and bellowy question, and you wild swinger, you.
There were a lot of dramatic pauses and kind of hanging on second syllables.
I kind of feel like
Christopher Walken, Foo Fighters.
All right, listeners, new listeners possibly. First off, what is Field Strong? Field Strong is one of our daily training programs.
Flagship program.
Yep, that we offer in our catalog of services, where individuals who need training and coaching and guidance for their home gym or for their box gym, wherever they're training, they join Field Strong to be more athletic.
Yeah, the goal of Field Strong has always been to foster and develop athleticism through a mix of strength, glycolytic capacity, and aerobic work, really challenging posture and position, moving through space, sprinting, running. I mean, there's pretty extensive research, and we use that term quite a lot because, you know, not only do we do the research, but we also read it, that people that sprint carry a higher amount of muscle mass than people that don't. So, I mean, if you want to just click on and look at what the guys look like running the 100 and the 200 opposed to the people that are running the, the 5Ks and the 10,000, it's pretty easy to see. But really, the goal of Field Strong has always been to foster and develop athleticism and prepare people to be the best version of themselves as it relates to not only strength, speed, power, and all the other key factors.
Man, Field Strong launched in 2014.
Yeah, it was based off of the Power Athlete template that I wrote on Talk to Me Johnny years ago.
Which is, for those of us who are unfamiliar with the heritage Power Athlete, a lot of this started through CrossFit. And what John had to do is translate strength training templates into CrossFit speak of 21-15-9 Fran Helen kettlebell swing.
We virally infected CrossFit by entering Paradise Strength and Conditioning templates, a lot like herpes on spring break.
So John would often talk about this at seminars and on other podcasts. Like, listen, I have strength templates that I have to like neuter to fit the CrossFit narrative to keep CrossFitters happy and CrossFit HQ happy. And I think after, I feel like you maybe got this question a lot, but maybe one day you just felt like answering it, or maybe you didn't, but it was like, what does CrossFit football look like without CrossFit?
Well, that was the Power Athlete template that I wrote.
Yeah.
And eventually, then finally enough people hit us up being like, well, can you know, we looked at the template, we don't really understand it. Can you write a program for it?
Well, and it's like, you can't call it CrossFit.
No,
there's no way.
And the Field Strong term we used for years at the CrossFit football seminar, talking, because whenever we would write on the template, like, hey, you're going to do field work, and we would describe what field work was. It looked like anything that, you know, it would be heavy, hard, and fast that you might do around a ranch. And we were trying to develop field strength, which was there was a correlation, or sorry, there was a, I guess you could say, like a competition. Like in football, you wanted to have strength on the field. You wanted to be field strong, not weight room strong. Weight room strong guys get cut fairly quickly. You wanted to know as having great field strength. So that program became known as Field Strong. And through there, we were able to really drop some pretty amazing training and continue to drive adaptation and just blow people's fucking minds.
I have a question for this question.
I'll give you some answers.
Running. No other description or request outside of that. For the military.
In military, also vague term. Because within military, there's different branches. Yeah. And even within branches, there's soft selection, which guys have contacted us with as well. So
my question, are we talking speed training? Are we talking running training? Are we talking conditioning?
If he would have said sprinting, he would have said sprinting. Mm-hmm. And what we know from, let's say, we'll just use the Army, for example. Really, the altar that they want to set their body on is really one of long distance running, with push-ups and sit-ups. But, now we've seen a sense of change with the ACFT, but now they've suspended that.
Right.
So, they're still keeping this kind of long run, this kind of long, slow duration.
To give a little more context as well, we have a lot. In the CrossFit football days, there's a large population of military, fire, law enforcement personnel that would follow that program because they realized as long as they can survive the testing, the training response and the skills and performance traits they would garner from the training were more resemblant of the job. So there was a big gap between this test they had to pass, their physical fitness test, and what they actually needed on the street, kicking indoors or, in theater. So we had a large following there, and CrossFit football did pretty good. Now,
well, we did well.
Well, yeah, Superman does good, right?
Yeah, Superman does good. We do well.
And then when Field Strong launched, we were able to trim away the facade and veneer of CrossFit and make it even more potent. And people are like, wow, this is getting me even better.
Well, there was a really hard thing to do in the CrossFit market is to sell people on like the on the warm-up stuff, which for us has been patterning, prep, assessment. And so writing Field Strong, I was able to write pretty detailed warm-ups, which were, not necessarily warm-ups, but they were assessments, patterning, and trying to fix some broken movement patterns, and then putting people into a periodized strength template using PAP, post activation potentiation, or French contrast, and throwing some more just different type movements that would have been very would be considered heresy in the CrossFit days. We're going to do this warm-up, assessment. We're going to do strength work. I'm going to have you go do some sprints, and then we're going to finish off with some accessory work and do some hammer curls, some shrugs, and some dips. And, like, putting stuff into a CrossFit template like that at the time was fucking heresy. I mean, what do you mean? It's not functional. And you're like, dude. So but they were... You got to remember, man, the wool was pulled over people's eyes when I launched this thing.
I was
there.
I know
you were. And what's happened is like, as CrossFit is splintered and fragmented, now that it's on this new trajectory, whatever. But I think early on, people were extremely dogmatic. And the fact that here I was, like, I didn't feel comfortable putting this thing out with a CrossFit name.
That's what I want to say is That's a very prudent decision that you made. You're keeping these people safe from themselves, for a misinterpretation of a PAP. And we can use a simple exercise called a box jump as an example, where you want an execution of a very reactive minimized ground contact off the floor versus minimizing box contact at the top and slamming hard down on the floor and hopefully not injuring yourself. So a simple misrepresentation of a very valuable tool for condo.
Well, the other
condo.
Thing too is, you know, CrossFit got really hard on, or really high, and, you know, basically drank from this fountain of like glycolytic capacity. So everything has to be, you know, increased work capacity, broad time, multiple domains. So you got to do everything faster. The problem was I couldn't ask people to handle weights that would drive adaptation in such a distressed state. Like, hey, man, I need you to go in and squat, give me like, you know, six heavy triples. And these people are resting like 35, 40 seconds because they're trying to, you know, increase work capacity. And I'm like, you have to periodize your training. There's more like energy systems here. Like, we're developing this one and this, and there's a bit of a, you know, symphony or a dance for this deal. The problem is that if you're always pushing this, we're never really going to get the type of adaptation we need.
So I want to pile off that, John, and if I have answers to the questions that I asked, is this speed training?
Sorry.
So I want to highlight what speed training should look like, and if these represent the demands of your military tasks, since it's so vague. Number one, it needs to be focused and direct. If speed training is your goal, if you are looking to get faster, that needs to be at the forefront of what your training program looks like. An example that we would use in Bedrock, we have intensity sprints on our Mondays as the first training stimulus that we expose our athletes to, because it's the most important. We want to hit it when they are the freshest. Number two, speed development must come first. You'll notice whether it's Field Strong or within our Bedrock training program, we break down the positions and the movements and start to pattern those and then give you the opportunity to hit those so you can practice and develop them versus the fatigued state, as John just stated. Number three, patience. You got to be patient when it comes to speed development because it is primarily coordination. If we're talking about younger athletes or individuals just getting into weightlifting, they're going to get faster pretty quick because of the increased strength, but that won't last forever. So once the strength stops making you faster, put in the gear of patience and really focus on your technique. And last but not least, no gimmicks. Speed is a process. So if it's some crazy contraption or tool or device or promise, it's probably not going to work. Mm-hmm. So if we're focusing on speed training, keep these four things in mind as you build your program or find the appropriate program for your goal.
So to be clear, Field Strong introduces all those opportunities for its followers. So if that running were that our Wild Swinger's talking about is actually speed training, the answer would be you don't need to change anything. Follow the program as it's written. Yeah. Right?
Correct. Okay. And I have a bridge for I envision John's solutions going to be.
Yeah.
So I think I can back end my next key points that I want to present.
So you want to pause on that?
Yeah.
So,
I'll follow up so and make the connection to Feel Strong
Got it. So now one thing that he said was running / conditioning, which as we know, people use running as a tool to improve their conditioning.
Yeah.
Right?
And I guess the final note on speed is not conditioning.
Right.
Yeah. Well, the only way you run fast is by running fast.
Now, speed.
And resting.
And resting.
The only way you
Well, the only way you run fast is by being fully recovered to be able to run as fast as you can.
But improvements in those attributes of speed can contribute to more efficient movement, which would then give you the perception that you're in better shape. Meaning, become an efficient, more efficient runner through speed training and patience, then your ability to cover 2K... 3K, something like that, in the like kind of that mid distance, I guess, for the military, you'll be more efficient and you'll be able to do that in a shorter period of time.
As Dr. Mike Martino would say, more economic.
That's right. You become more economical mover. Now, let's say this guy says, well, speed's not my limiting factor. I want to follow Feel Strong, but I need what we would call more capacity. Well, that's kind of the dichotomy we recognized with a lot of our military folks following Field Strong. Some were benefiting greatly from this stimulus, but others needed more, like a bigger engine, right? And that's really the impetus behind Hammer.
Sure. Yeah, the Holistic Athlete Movement Readiness Program. We launched it, earlier, was it this year?
Or I
was
think
that
about a year ago.
When did we launch that?
The end of 2019, formally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, we had had it in testing, for almost 2 years leading up to this, but then finally decided, like, hey, let's put this out to the commercial market. We've been using it offline with, the guys at the 18th Airborne Corps and some of the other programs, and we got a ton of information to be able to drive a really interesting program. And really what it does is it pairs up strength work, and there's three different run days. One day looks like a max effort kind of sprint day in varying distances. And then we have our, what I call our easy effort runs, which are more our recovery type runs. And then Friday tends to be our, big horsepower, fucking burn them down type of days. But I've been alternating in some longer fast rucks.
Yeah.
Like, hey, put on a 50 pounds. I want you to set 3 miles and I want you to go, kind of like we talked about with Aaron from Kafaru. But really mixing through, and we do some more intervals. Like we'll do, 2 2-mile sprints. We'll do, 3 1-mile repeats, and then we'll tend to go long, 4 and 5 miles. So there's some varying distances, and it's all based off of a template that I've created. Looking at some really sharp people for endurance running.
Yeah. So that would be, so the answer there is, we were sick of answering this question, so we created a product that worked and provided exactly what you're looking for here, because the one thing you ultimately are compromising, you can't do everything at once. So if you're changing the focus to this capacity side of things, it's not going to be the most effective way to develop
speed
and potentially athleticism. That doesn't mean it works against that model. It just means that you're not getting the returns in as quick amount of time. But that's appropriate for the dudes on that program, because a lot of these operators, or even just LEO or fire, they don't need to be the most athletic dudes out there. They don't have to really sharpen that blade to like surgical precision. They just need to get better along that continuum, and it's going to pay huge dividends and be enough to save their lives or the people that they're protecting. Versus Field Strong's intent here. Is this where you want to go with it, or...
I can make the connection between Field Strong and Hammer.
Hit it.
But the focus, Field Strong would be athleticism, but there's components of Field Strong that are leaned on within the Hammer. So we still have the opportunity to create and establish and strengthen posture and position.
Right.
If we talked about sprinting and developing speed and the connection between the weight room and the field, as we do in Field Strong with athleticism, it's lined up within the warm-ups, dead bug position, certain running positions, dorsiflexion, ankle health within that. So we still have the posture and position that you found in Field Strong played out in Hammer. Next up is the primal movement, combination and movement through space. If we think about sprinting and running, it's actions within our hip. It's moving through space of our primals, which are found within the Hammer program. So we're going to load up lunges. We're going to load up step-ups, not as much as our Field Strong or lean on it, but you're still going to have them challenged within your Hammer training. And then finally, weaved in on the strength stuff is our compensatory acceleration. It's our med ball work. It's the things we lean on in Field Strong to express.
Well, we really lean on all of these things in all the programs.
Correct.
Yeah.
That is the connection to it. So where he likes the things found in the Field Strong program, he's going to find them within Hammer that are specifically targeting the demands of what he faces.
Well, there's an interesting balancing act between, if we're trying to develop some, big leg lytic capacity, and, I even call the workouts, capacity work. I mean, it's set with time, and we kind of have some really jiggy ways of attacking it. But there has to be a balanced approach. I mean, we have to do enough speed work to make train, not only get people stronger, because there is a, direct correlation between your ability to sprint and your ability to get stronger. We got to be able to do a ton of trunk work, which we do. And then, being able to do some recovery stuff and some tempo stuff. And then, give people one day a week where they can go hard. We run some intervals and they can burn it down and feel like they're getting done. And it seems to be, paying some really awesome dividends. I mean, I don't know if you saw the, we can post it up, but we got probably one of the best reviews we've ever got, especially as it relates to Hammer. But if you wanted to pull it up, Tex, let me see. I sent it over to you.
I got it.
Yeah.
Would you like me to read it?
I would like you to read it.
It's pretty long.
That's all right.
Enhance.
Just print the damn thing.
Enhance. Okay, I got it. This is from Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Hammer is an awesome program. Whoops, is this the right one? Oh, they're, I guess, on our Hammer blog that John posted in with great detail of the Hammer program. There are several long.
Yeah, people wrote some homages.
I just read the wrong one. But this one is from, thanks, Jimmy. But this one is from Brian.
Yeah, thanks, Brian.
Brian.
The Bri man.
Bri. Hello, everybody. First off, to comment on one particular program, it is an injustice to Power Athlete as a whole because, goddamn, if these boys don't just pump out the very best stuff. I'm an LEO and SWAT operator and have always been into fitness, CrossFit, and did many athletic things, the whole blah, blah, blah. I thought I was fit. I thought I was strong, but always wanted to get stronger, faster, and badder than the next motherfucker out there. The key word there was thought, all caps. I started Hammer after listening to a Power Athlete Radio podcast, thank you, hearing many different things about the different types of programming and looking into it. I have never felt so whole as an all-around athlete as I have with Hammer. During some of the sprint days or brutal capacity work, I would think, my goodness, I can't do this. But the words of John pushing me in my head, I was able to get through and crush it beyond what I thought I could do. Fast forward to 4 months after starting Hammer. After years of writing my own workouts, lost in the sea of programming in a vessel without direction, it's a long one. Even with years of past injury, I felt healthier in my joints, my body, stronger than I have in forever, and faster than I have been since high school track in Golden Gloves boxing, which was also unending metabolism, lack of strength, and 40 pounds ago. 4 months of this programming, seeing my numbers and strength go up slowly but surely, bring it to the real world, and I get a call for an armed suicidal violent subject in a residence. Guy is a former all-state high school wrestler. Was mad. Is this what happened to Loudon? Was mad because his dad wasn't going to buy him more steroids and holding a knife to his throat and threatening his family that would come near him. This is not a joke. Legitimate call. I'm the last officer out of the house when the guy decides to take off from us out of the front door. I smoked both officers on foot pursuit and then caught up to the kid. Speed, in all parentheses, all caps. Bring him down, and he decides to fight strength, and I'm able to get him held and restrained safely, all caps, while maintaining a composed control through this fight capacity. I swear, while I was passing up the other officers and gaining quickly on the guy, I thought a thought flashed through my head. Holy shit, this Hammer really, really works. No injuries either, and even with the adrenaline dump shortly thereafter, my heart rate is back to normal, and I felt while the other LEOs were still catching their breath. I cannot thank Power Athlete enough for this and attest my success as a whole to the programming. Thanks to the crew, the programming, and all the glorious suck of the workouts that continue to make me better each day. Hammer down and go get it.
There you go. Damn. Which would beg you to question why change Field Strong and why try to force a square peg in a round hole.
Probably just doesn't know about it.
Yeah, and I guess
if researched it.
And fair. Good. That's good for Swingin' Willie. What's his name? Wild Swinger.
Swingin' Willie was
for shits and giggles, you know. And here comes the more complicated piece of it. Let's just say, which we don't advise, we wanted to just give you carte blanche and advise you on how to change the programming to increase the run volume with Field Strong. Here's how it would look. We'd probably say, well, just start by adding your running. And then we would say slowly peel back certain things in those training days of Field Strong so that you feel like you can still show up and train with a level of intensity, but then also perform in your runs. But then we don't know what you're doing for your runs. And then we don't know what you're pulling out of Field Strong. So we don't know what type of reversibility is coming into play. And we don't know what you're compromising and if Field Strong is even as effective as it could be, because you're taking this individualized approach that may not be optimal.
Secret squirrel.
Yeah. And then next thing you know, it's like,
it didn't really work.
Neither are working well. And that's what was that's what was happening with guys that we would give that advice to. Like we used to say, like, okay, on week one, skip day two and run. On week two, skip day three and run. Skip Saturdays on each day and run, right? Like, and it just didn't shake out, especially as we're refining the programs and refining Field Strong and the templates that we're putting out. So, Wild Swinger, I hate to say it to you.
You're a hammer guy.
You're a hammer guy.
You're a hammerite.
Yeah, you're get in there. That would be my best advice there. And John, we're all our advice, right? Yeah. But Field Strong could be modified. It just doesn't seem practical. I think we nailed it.
Crushed it.
24 minutes.
What if people want to try Field Hammer?
Excuse me. You can't.
We're both.
It's invite only.
What?
And you're invited. Hey-o! Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen. Consider this your invite. If this seems like it's for you, you have 14 days risk-free on any of our programs. Okay? So, head to powerathletehq.com/training. To see the full catalog. Now, if you are the LEO, fire, military personnel, pop in there, go powerathletehq.com/HAMR, HAMR, and then that's going to be where you can learn more about the Hammer program.
Yeah, Holistic Athlete Movement Readiness Program.
That's right. That's all I
because
got.
Because the military loves acronyms, and we needed an acronym.
Mm-hmm. And PAMR just didn't sound right. Partial athlete.
Power athlete.
Power athlete movement readiness.
PAMR? Nah, it didn't work.
Mm-hmm. PAMR. PAM, though. PAM is a delicious cooking spray. Flavored garlic PAM spray? You guys big
no,
canned vegetable oil?
No, it's actually like, what is it? It's aerosol plastic.
I know,
like,
dude.
If you like, yeah, then let's heat it up and eat, and eat it.
These are the same ingredients in like a floaty pool inner tube.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's no fat.
Oh.
Ah,
yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. Well, you got me there.
But I guess keep them coming, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Wild Swinger, for the question. Now, who's next? As my friend Goldberg would always say, who's next? Call us, 929-464-4640. What?
Dude, I did a little research the other day on my favorite professional wrestler, and I didn't know he was dead.
Who, Earthquake?
Ravishing Rick Rude.
Oh, yeah, Rick Rude.
He R.I.P. was by far my favorite wrestler.
I was more of a Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Dude, I thought Ravishing Rick Rude was awesome because he would take off his robes and then call everybody fat sweat hogs.
Mm-hmm. Sweet mustache.
Which, dude.
Well, there's
phenomenal. That dude was in shape. He had bitchin' tights.
1999 passed away.
Yeah, he was 40. 40 mm-hmm. years old. Mm-hmm. He was, the way the story goes, I guess he was staging a comeback. He hurt his back and died with a mix of alcohol and some painkillers, which just seems to be pretty classic for those dudes. But by far my favorite wrestler, and there's some pretty good stories about him in Minnesota. I guess he was a bouncer at like the toughest club in Minnesota and was a badass fighter to the point where like the rumors were that like out of the ring, like, you know, like back in the dressing room or out, nobody would even fucking, like, they dudes were scared to death of him because he was so fucking good with his hands to fuck people up.
I remember him. Yeah. R.I.P. Yeah. Rav. But, so back to what we were talking about. Give us a ring. Leave us a message. We're here. We're here for you. 929-ING-ING-0. Until next time. Bye. Bye.
Now it's time for you to empower your performance. Head to powerathletehq.com/training to choose from a number of programs to meet your specific performance goals. And if you like to break a mental sweat too, visit academy.powerathletehq.com and become a real stakeholder in you or your athlete's success. Until next time, bye!